You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, a charity in Craven is making a huge difference to the lives of vulnerable, disadvantaged and disabled children. Skipton Extended Learning for All, known as SELFA, was set up in 2007 to offer activities out of school. And last year alone, it helped more than 300 youngsters. Emma Pears is founder of the charity.
More and more parents were coming to me in my role as extended schools coordinator over in Skipton, saying that their children who maybe had additional needs couldn't access a lot of the mainstream activities that were running. So together I worked with the schools to help set up activities for children who maybe couldn't access mainstream activities because they were maybe socially isolated or rurally isolated or had learning difficulties, or we have a lot of children who are on the autistic spectrum that we work with. So really a number of children with lots of complex needs who need that support to be able to access enrichment activities, really.
How do the children actually become involved with the charity? Who puts them in touch with you?
Children, to access SELFA, you have to have a referral, and that can be done through a number of ways. Head teachers can refer, or a SENCO, Special Education Needs Coordinator in a school, can always refer to us. But we get a lot of referrals through from social workers, parent support advisors, health visitors, the police as well, they refer to us. So if there is a professional working with the family and the prevention team as well from North Yorkshire County Council, they make a lot of referrals to us. That's really the route in that children can access our services.
And you mentioned that you'd helped more than 300 children last year. Are you always looking to try and help even more within reason?
Yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, even like last week, I was at a meeting and a family came up to us, and their daughter was 12 years old, and they were saying they hadn't heard of us before. And, you know, I could see that they were dealing with a number of challenges there. So there's always children and families out there who haven't heard of us or didn't realise that we offer such a wide range of services, because as you can imagine, over the years we've grown, and to be able to support 300 children now, we run activities every day in the school holidays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be running both weeks over Christmas as well, one of the few services that do. But we also run 6 after school clubs a week. We run evening activities, weekend activities. So there's a lot that we do that people aren't aware of, and we're always hoping to reach more children.
The families you do help, from what they tell you, how much of a difference does it make to them?
Well, for some children, it's life changing, really. So I think that a lot of these children, maybe those who would, if they were to go to a mainstream activity, wouldn't settle. Maybe would go for once and not go back. Or the parents would get a phone call, maybe because of the behaviour they were displaying. Maybe they'd get really upset and things like that. So for some children, it can be life changing. And one young man who comes to us said that before he came to SELFA, he had over 70 worries, and now he has only 5. So, you know, to hear that, you know, it really sort of like quantifies it in a way that is really amazing, that it just shows the difference that we make. And also to parents and other family members, because siblings can come to us too and be part of the SELFA family, really. So we do try and support the whole family. So brothers and sisters can come either with their sibling, or, you know, it can give mum or dad time to spend with one sibling and then the other can come to us, and it provides a break as well for, you know, young carers as well, but also for parents who need, a lot of the time we find, need respite and a short break from their caring responsibilities, really.
And it must for you to hear such positive feedback, it must be really rewarding, and, you know, make it all worthwhile setting it up in the first place.
Definitely, yes. I mean, our main funder is Children in Need. So with Children in Need being quite a hot topic at this time of year, we do find that, you know, it's great that we're able to keep making that difference year on year. Definitely. And it's definitely reaching the vision that I had 10 years ago whenever I set up the charity. We now have a team of 5 who permanently work for the charity, and they do amazing work all year round. And they're supported by 20 sessional staff who come in after school and holidays, evenings and weekends, and a team of volunteers as well. We get businesses volunteering for us in work time, but also we have individuals who volunteer every week on our different clubs, like our Girls Rock Club, and we have Awesome Club for kids on the autistic spectrum. So, you know, we have lots and lots going on, really.
Absolutely. And obviously, because there is so much going on and you're a charity, you rely on volunteers, and I'm guessing you need volunteers all the time.
Well, yes, definitely. I would encourage anyone to get in touch who would be interested in volunteering for us. We have lots of opportunities. I think a lot of people are put off by that regular commitment to volunteering, but we can offer micro volunteering opportunities. So if somebody maybe had a couple of hours during the day, or maybe after school, that they could give to us, maybe they would have a special skill in an area, building right up to where we can provide like 6-week placements over the summer for students and give them a really wide range of experience working with a wide range of children, really, for those who want to go into, you know, similar professions. So we really have lots of opportunities to offer, but we do rely on volunteers for everything, from, you know, supporting us with fundraising as well, you know, from bun sales and helping us out at Christmas festivals and everything like that, with parents who've jumped out of airplanes for us, and that's brought in considerable amount of income into our charity, for which we're always eternally grateful.
Fantastic. So anyone who would like to help you out, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, the website is a great place to start, which is www.selfa.org.uk, or they can email us at admin@selfa.org.uk. We'll always get back to them really quickly and try and match them up with opportunities.